What's good, y'all? Your boy Brandon back again. Another episode of the On Run Podcast. Man, we got the first internal episode of 2025. I got my boys in the studio with me.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Noah.
Hey, guys. I'm Noah.
Benji and Noah, man. First, let's go ahead and give off a little New Year's resolution check. How y'all doing on y'all resolutions? Because I feel like they say that the second Friday in January is Quitter's Day. That's when everybody quits. So how are y'all holding up?
Was that past this past Friday?
Yeah, I think so.
Listen, I quit January 2nd. Who the fuck am I gonna lie to?
Low-key, I'm up. I'm still sleeping at like
pretty 8, early,
8, 9 p.m., waking up at 4 or 5 in the morning.
That's good. That's good.
That's good.
I'm proud of you.
Little guy finally locking in. All right. But as part of the first internal episode of 2025, man, we got a lot of topics to cover, man. We're going to be going over the TikTok ban. We're going to be going over the recent UFC 311 in LA, and also talking about when Khabib got kicked off the plane. And then we got a bunch of fun questions at the end that we're going to go ahead and run through. So it's going to be an action-packed episode. But starting off first, man, I'm sure everybody knows there's a very big, tragic situation happening in LA right now as we speak. So we just want to say, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody there. You know, it's very unfortunate to hear that TikTok's getting banned. So, like, I don't know how all these 18 and 19-year-olds are going to be affording their multi-million dollar mansions and luxury cars. You know what I mean? So, that's all y'all.
Yeah, y'all going to have to get a regular job if this shit go through. Because to be fair, though, like, right now, as we speak, it's not banned.
Yeah, it's not banned. But yesterday, we're recording this on Sunday. Yesterday, Saturday, I'm sure everybody knows it was all over the internet, but people were signing on to TikTok, and you would get an alert that says it's currently, you know, being shut down because on the 19th it's going to be closed or something like that. And then a lot of people had the little alert that said they're going to work with President Trump to get it reinstated.
So initially it was like just like, oh, we're sorry that like U.S. turns blah, blah, blah. And then like maybe 20 minutes later, they changed the message to say, oh, well, thanks to Donald Trump for wanting to work with us or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Yes, it changed. And then if you clicked on it today, it said, thank you, Donald Trump, for wanting to work with us. So we brought it back, reinstated. It's just so stupid.
It's a mess. I don't know.
So stupid.
You know, the craziest thing, though, is they were so adamant on banning it because it's Chinese spyware. But if Trump brings it back, like, I wonder where that's going to leave everybody.
Yeah, is it still not spyware?
Yeah, like, is it now not spyware? It is now, like, Trump still a dickhead? Well,
the weird thing was, like, Trump initiated this whole TikTok ban in the first place.
Did he?
Yeah. And the whole thing was, like, knowing how Trump is, he's just, like, he wants to be a businessman and, like, air all the owners and stuff. He was just basically saying that TikTok's ran by a Chinese person. And all the data goes to the said Chinese person and no one regulates it because of China. Right, so what he just wanted was some American to own it, not necessarily like it could be ran by Chinese official or whatever.
He just wanted somebody to American to own it.
Yeah, so all the data, so it could be data privacy protected by Americans.
But wouldn't that, like, I get it to some extent, but isn't that kind of crazy how everybody keeps saying this? They're like, oh, it definitely is spyware because you see, they would rather ban it in America than sell it to an American. It's like, yeah, this is somebody's business, bro. Yeah. If someone came to me and was like, you know, you either let us run it or you got to stop doing it. So I'm like, fuck, I guess I'm going to stop. I don't want to give it to y'all just off of nothing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The craziest thing I think about it is like, I think the U.S., the Senate or whatever, who because it wasn't just Donald Trump, because they had voted 9-0 in favor of it as well, like Monday or Thursday, whatever. But like, I saw a lot of people yesterday saying, like, oh, what did they lace TikTok with? A fentanyl? Right? It's, at the end of the day, a bunch of Americans were just going to go try to find workarounds to go back to TikTok.
Listen, bro. I swear to God, bro.
They could low-key did lace it with fentanyl.
No. Like, social media, these last, day and a half, bro, you motherfuckers are addicts. Yeah. Right? Like, I knew it was getting banned, I just deleted the app. I was like, damn, that
who
shit
cares,
sucks.
Yeah?
But, right, not who cares per se, but like, shit tripped me out because, like, the muscle memory of where I have the app on my phone. Yeah. I was so used to doing that shit. I'm like, oh, shit, I can't do that no more.
When I got off, like, Instagram, sometimes I would just log out, right? Yeah. And the reason for that would be, like, when I go on Instagram, I'd see the fucking, like, sign in. I'd be like, oh,
yeah,
I'm trying to be off, right? But it's, like, the subconscious clicks of, like, clicking on it and being like, oh, shit, I didn't consciously want to click on this
app. Oh, yeah,
said, like, oh, you deleted it off your phone. And so you swipe and you're like, oh, what the fuck? Yeah. I clicked on this app instead. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know what it was.
I don't know. It just, we've had friends in our group chat crashing out over TikTok. I see everybody posting on their stories, man. People are like, damn, what are we going to do now?
People crying.
Yes. I'm like, y'all are grown as hell like, talking about this app got a whole hold on your life.
Do y'all not work?
Right.
Like, you going to go back to work on Monday. What y'all tripping about? I'm like, well, that's it.
And the cool thing for me, though, is I put it in the group chat, but I was like, now we're about to see, like, because they banned CapCut as well. I was like, we're really about to see, like, who really does this shit and who doesn't. Because it would be like, I'm not sure if there's a shortcut in any other job similar to CapCut, really. There really isn't. But like, imagine they ban Microsoft Excel and you're an accountant, right?
I'm cooked. Yeah, yes. If they do that, I'm straight cooked. Oh my god!
You can use Pages from MacBook Chat.
No,
or you can
do
everything by hand.
No, yeah, I'm either doing shit by hand or ChatGPT. That's it. I swear to God.
No Pages.
No.
No Google. Google Docs.
Bro, listen. All that Mac shit for like, you know, econ finance is terrible. It's bad. Yeah, it's bad.
I wanted to run down what are y'all's most iconic TikToks of all time. If it does go away, just preemptively, what memories did TikTok leave us with?
That's too many to remember.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's way too... You can't... It's too many.
What are, like, the ones that, you know, they touch your little heart the most?
That tickled it?
Yeah.
Fuck, I feel like I have... Let me think. Damn. Can't even remember. It's too many to remember. That's too many.
Yeah, low-key, I was, like, trying to find something. I was like, damn, it's way too many.
It's too many.
Because low-key ain't, like, Vine, though. It, like, I was going to say, it's not like Vine, though, because I feel like Vine... I kind of remember some. Like, we were just talking about King Botch and all that.
Yeah.
But TikTok is, like, not really.
TikTok is, like, its own internet.
Yeah.
It's because there's always, like, constantly new people.
New people.
Yeah. And, like, shit goes in a trend and out of transition. Yeah. So, I don't know. But shout out to everybody, man.
Oh, hopefully... the Renegade Raider dance.
See, what the fuck is that? I'm like, I think what's so crazy is that, like...
Oh, Renegade dance?
Yeah, the Renegade.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about, but what I'm saying is, like... Our algorithms are all so different that it's sometimes impossible to see, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, there's so many sub-genres that you could be in. That's why people are always like, oh, I'm on Black People TikTok or some shit like that. Yeah.
What the fuck is Black People
TikTok? No, but like,
that's racist. You never, I know! TikTok is TikTok.
Y'all just must not be black like me. Am I right, chat?
Look at me. What am I?
Not black.
I guess I'm white, huh? Right now.
Hey, guys, this has been another episode of... On the Run podcast. See y'all next.
Yeah, hopefully it stays open though, because I get it. Creator side, you know, apart, I know there's a bunch of fiends out there who are just like TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. But what it does help with are small businesses. That I've seen is like, it's a very easy way for people who own small businesses to enter the content creation space and promote themselves, promote their business. So hopefully it stays open for that. Pivoting out of that though, we just had a recent UFC 311, but before we get into that, did y'all see when Khabib got kicked off the plane?
No, you gotta explain this to me.
So y'all know who Khabib is, right?
Of course,
Khabib, for anybody that doesn't know, big UFC fighter, retired undefeated, basically never lost a round, never bled, just dude is just like crazy, bro. From Russia, Dagestan, everybody knows, you know, people from over there just build like Iron Man, bro, like Captain America.
He was fighting bears, like wrestling Leonardo bears DiCaprio and the Revenant,
But he was on I think someone said it was Frontier. I think they were on their way to LA.
Damn, he getting money like that. He got to fly Frontier. I'm not judging.
Was it Frontier?
Yeah. People said, I think originally it was Alaska Airlines and then they said it was Frontier. But they were doing their training camp out here at the UFC PI in Vegas. But the fight is in LA. So I guess when they were going over there, he flew. Now he's sitting next to like one of his guys from the training camp. Because he's a coach now, and then he's sitting in the exit row, the emergency aisle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you guys haven't sat in the emergency aisle, have y'all?
Yeah.
So you know how the flight attendant will come.
They'll give you the speech, like, hey, give you a little speech, like, hey,
just in case anything goes down, like, you're in charge. Yeah. Our lives are on you.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, because nobody has dropped the video of what happened before how it escalated like that. There's nobody that's stepped forward and been like, oh, no, he was cool or he was being a dickhead. But... the only thing I saw was the video where they're literally escorting him off, basically telling him like, no, because you're not complying or something like that. And he's just like, what? He's like confused. and they literally escorted him off the airplane and they didn't let him fly to LA. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, it's like, you know, God forbid we ever get into an airplane accident. Is there really, like, there's probably a handful of people in this world who are better suited at getting motherfuckers out of an emergency situation than this dude? No.
I mean, maybe he just, I don't know. Maybe they're like, did you see something got statement? Lost in translation, though.
Well, no, I didn't see his statement.
So basically, what they had told, or what his afterwards statement, he had said in whatever language he speaks.
Russian?
Dagestanian?
I don't know if it's a different dialect.
Nah, just
Russian. But like, basically, they had told him that when the flight attendant was telling him, like, hey, like, you're in charge of our people's lives, mm-hmm. he had like said, okay, or something like that. And she was like, you don't understand English. And he was like, Yeah, I do. And basically, she had like,
she basically said it was a language barrier.
Basically, it was a language barrier. She said, you're going to have to get off the plane. And he's like, wait, I can speak English. And then she's like, no, you don't know how to speak English. And basically, they kick him off the plane. Yeah. They make him wait an hour and a half. And then they board him into another fucking plane and send him out there. But he basically just like, I was so confused. That's that, so like,
stupid.
This lady thought I didn't speak English.
Because he speaks English. Yeah, I've heard him speak English. Yeah.
But like, you know how like Russian people are? They're very just direct. And it's like, they're not gonna soft pad words. They're like, just dry. Yeah. They'll be like, "You're gonna save people's lives." She's like, "Okay," like it's not like
she expects her to be like, "Oh yes, I got it."
Okay, ma'am.
Like he was supposed to stand up.
Yeah,
my duty is to these passengers on this plane.
Like he was a JROTC member.
and Loki, even if he just said okay, he probably took that more seriously than other people who would be like, okay.
I'm pretty sure if there could be five people there, and he would be more efficient than all of them combined. But I don't know. To me, that was kind of dumb. But shout out to him, though, because how many people would be like, do you know who the fuck I am? Like, how many people would instantly flex back like, bro, do you know who you're talking to right now? Yeah. He was just like, I don't give a fuck.
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Because I probably shouldn't say this on here, but like, did you hear that quote? They asked Mark Wahlberg about like 9/11 or some shit. And he was like, yeah, if I was on them planes, the day would have went different. I'm like,
what? He said that?
Hey, swear to God, look it up. That's a real quote.
No way.
I'm like, bro, they would have stabbed your dumb ass.
You
would have been gutted like another. Come on, dog. That day was not going any different.
We would have heard your phone call, buddy.
Yeah. He thought he was a superhero for real. I'm sorry, bro. Mark, you're free to come on this pod whenever you want. But if you ever come on this pod, I'm going to ask you, what the fuck were you thinking saying that dumb ass shit?
Nah, we had to. If I was on, that's some Benji shit to say.
That is some shit I'd say.
For sure. Benji for sure saying that shit. Yes. I'm like, dog, that shit is going to plan. ain't shit changing because your ass on that plane.
You would have made their life easier.
Straight
like,
up,
as soon as they made an example out of you, everyone would have been like,
oh, shit.
Let me see my little ass.
Yeah, you got it. Like, oh, okay. They ain't playing, y'all.
Fucking, we're hitting the second tower.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Bro. They go spin the block on New York. Spin and spin again.
Bro, what the fuck? We can't.
Shout out to New York, bro.
Yeah, shout out to everybody we lost, but god damn, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. But then UFC 311, it was pretty dope. Unfortunately, the main event did get canceled because this dude, Arman Sarukian, Armenian dude, he said his back was injured and they called it off literally the day of the weigh-ins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think his back was hurt. Unless he hurt it that day, which you shouldn't be doing anything that's hurting your back on the last day of camp. I really just think he wasn't going to make weight. And he was like, well, I could either not make weight, go to this fight, and even if I win, I don't get the belt. Or worst case scenario, I lose, and then I have to work my way back up again to the title fight. Or I could just say my back hurts and then take the L. And
but
probably
how,
be next
how
in line.
Bad? Like, I'm going to ask for proof. I'm like, how bad is your back really hurting, bro?
Yeah, nah, facts. Well, in a way, it's complicated because the way the UFC is, it's one single promotion. So they have a direct investment in how the fights go. So for them also, they know this is a big matchup. So they would rather also be like, okay, if you're not 100%, you're not going to make weight. Yeah. Let's just not do it because then we can have that big fight later on still and there's still hype for it versus that they just throw it away because if he wins, he doesn't get the belt. And if he loses, then it's like, fuck, this whole matchup just went to waste because we know he didn't even make weight anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this dude, like, everyone's making memes of him because he said he hurt his back. And then there's this hilarious video. He'd be doing this wrestling move. mm-hmm. where he's like spinning on his head and rotating his whole body. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
No.
Let me show you, bro. This is
maybe if he wasn't doing such dumbass shit like that, his back would have been in jeopardy. But
no, that's what I'm saying. That's why everybody was like, he's over here saying that like his
back hurt, but he doing breakdancing.
Yeah, like, bro. He be doing this. Look. Wait. This ain't him, but
that's doing the same move? Thing. Oh, yeah.
But the way he does it, bro, he like spins like fast.
Right.
Yeah, we gonna put it up on the screen for y'all, but he be like doing like it. And what is that supposed circles. To do? So it's very good for like flexibility because mainly wrestlers do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, so basically the point in wrestling is to get pinned. So you don't get pinned. You want to be as flexible as possible. So like your shoulders don't hit the ground and you like have leverage and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's very good for that, but he be spamming that move every time because he's like showing off.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, this dude said his back hurts. Meanwhile, he's doing this dumbass shit every time.
Yeah.
But UFC does this really good job at making content. So they'll do like vlogs leading up to every fight. And in the vlog where he's in LA at this like recovery center, he literally goes into these like the hyper cold chambers that go like negative 200 degrees and shit. He comes out looking like Captain America, bro. Just like shredded to the nine, bro. Yeah. Like, then I'm like, yeah, he looks huge, bro.
Yeah.
Cause he was supposed to get down to 155. Like, I don't know. I don't think he did.
Yeah. Unless he loses like 50 pounds in a day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And, you know, that's the worst part cause you're already shredded. There ain't nothing much to lose. There's no more water weight to lose. There's no, like, you know, it's hard to cut the last amount of weight. But overall, it was a pretty good event. I'm happy. You know, it happened at the Intuit Dome in LA. It was a good performance by everybody. Khabib's camp didn't do the best, though. They were still in the co-main event fighting for the title, and dude just got...
He got mashed on?
Yeah. He just didn't have the gas tank to go, man. At the end of the fight, he was just exhausted, bro. Like, you could tell he could barely stand up. So, shout out to dude. He seems like a really good guy. He was probably the nicest guy, like, in the whole lead up. Like, he was the one talking about the people in LA, just being cool. Unfortunately, he lost. So, I know Khabib about to make him run them hills back in Russia, bro.
He getting sent back to the gulag after this shit.
Back to the gulag, man. Run them hills in Dagestan, man. Yeah. Shout out to Umar, though, man. He's a cool guy. I hope he fights for the title again soon. But, yeah, man. Hopefully, we are able to attend an event in the future. I feel like it'd be cool.
Yeah,
to
UFC, hit go us there up, live, man. Please.
Hell yeah. Give Power us a Slab, mic, UFC, people. Whatever it is, man. Next topic on the list. What do we have? Oh, I saw this video of this dude. Well, it's a pretty trending surgery now, but he got the height adjustment surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So the process basically is you get surgery, and then you have to go through recovery for like a year,
mm-hmm.
and then... You kind of look goofy as hell running and jumping just and stuff.
Walking, yeah.
But this dude went from like 5'5 to like 6 foot.
Okay.
So it's a pretty significant like height increase.
Uh huh.
So my question is, would y'all ever get the height BBL?
No, I'm already 6'5 to 20.
Yo, why you gonna lie on here, bro?
The camera just, the aspect ratio just ain't right.
Aspect ratios ain't right, chat.
No, because one, at this age, like, I'm just hearing myself. I don't really need to do that shit.
What if you was younger, though? What if you was, like, 19 and someone came up to you and was like, hey, we just discovered this new surgery. It's safe. All we need is just people to try it. You'll get it for free. We just need a testimony from you.
Oh, so you're saying, like, a hypothetical situation, hypothetical. Like, nothing would happen to me type shit.
Like, you're safe. Straight. Like, you're not going to die in the surgery. Like, nothing crazy is going to happen. They're just like, yo, you do it, and then all we need is your testimonial, and that's it. You don't got to pay for nothing.
So, from what I heard from those surgeries is that you're not supposed, your body will not be able to handle load, as in, like, you're playing sports ever again.
Yeah.
I don't play sports.
Yeah.
I just want to look taller. The fuck? No, you acting like a motherfucking Russell.
Going to the league and shit.
Yeah, bro.
You're like, I'm going to try to go to the NBA now.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, nah.
If that was under the same stipulation, I probably wouldn't, to be honest.
What do you mean? It's not a stipulation.
I'm a regular person.
You're not in the NFL right now.
No, I still enjoy playing basketball, having hobbies.
Yeah, but you can do that. It's like you're just not going to compete at the highest level.
Yeah, that's not
for
your job. Yeah.
It's not like you're playing
basketball.
Why
are you talking about sports? We're just talking about like walking, talking, like regular shit.
Yeah.
No, what I mean, it's like, I know this is like a black dude with dreads, yeah?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, so.
He's the famous one that got, he's the one that went viral.
That's the only one I've seen.
Yeah.
And, like, I think he's had it for, like, 5 years was the last surgery or some shit like that, or two. I don't know. It's been a long time. But like you could still see him like walk weird, and he goes like I seen the video like two videos, and it's like he's like at the gym doing like deadlifts.
Yeah.
And like you could see his knees fucking like
shake.
They like bend buckle, in. Yeah. They kind of like buckle, and it's like that to me. It's like.
See, that's why I wouldn't do it. Yeah.
But it's like also kind of sad because like.
But when's the last time you deadlifted though?
2005.
Yeah. See, class of 05. Yeah,
but
class of 04 type shit.
Yeah, type shit. But like, see, I wouldn't do it because you've lived your whole life as whatever your height is, right?
Yeah.
So your legs are gonna be whatever the fuck, but your frame is gonna be
Little you know ass wingspan.
Yeah, so. it's gonna look like when SpongeBob went to the prom. Yeah,
SpongeBob went to
when SpongeBob went to the prom. You're just gonna be
long ass.
Yeah, it's not gonna look right. It's not gonna look right, bro.
The funny part is, I have my body proportions. I have a longer torso than my legs, so my legs are short.
Did you measure yourself?
No, I've been done since I was younger.
So how'd you? But
that's how you know he wasn't going to the NBA.
Yeah,
he was like, "Let me look at the ratios right now." It ain't adding up.
No, like, but like, I have younger sisters who are shorter than me, and like, my legs are like the same length of theirs. So, well, what I mean is, like, in terms of that, like, sure, if I were to get leg lengthening surgery, actually, my proportions would be better off. Like, I would have longer legs in proportion to my body. They wouldn't be longer. They'd be like
make my arms longer too. Then, if we're doing all that,
would you do it if that was a thing?
Make your
arms. No, because so like, weird. Look. You my arm. If you're gonna make my legs longer, you're gonna have to make my arms longer. My frame has to be wide. Like, make me look like I'm 6 foot, not just like my height.
So you want Captain America serum?
Yeah.
You want to be like a ratio, like scaled up.
Basically. Exactly. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Widen my aspect ratio.
Widen your ass?
No.
He's like, while you're at it.
No. Widen my aspect ratio.
Add a little bit of juice back there.
Bro. Give me a little cushion in the back.
A little cushion for the pushing?
Bro, please. No pushing, no cushion. Please. What I'm saying is,
if we know it's 2025 dollars.
Listen, if I'm going on the operating table like these bartending girls and shit like that, bottle girls and shit, I'm going league. I'm going to come out the table looking like Stephon Diggs. I'm going league, bro.
You gonna be in Cardi B's DMs and shit?
Hell yeah. No. I'm gonna be in the Texans DMs. Yeah. They just lost Tank Dell. Y'all need a receiver. Come on. That's true. What are we doing? If we doing that. If you're doing a hype BBL, you gotta do other surgeries as well. Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
Are you fucking crazy?
Oh my fault.
Not looking like Aaron Donald.
No, no, that's God given. Ain't no surgery on this planet.
There's no other human that looks like Aaron Donald.
Shit.
Dude's built like. Actually, his build isn't really that crazy. He just got like freak strength.
Yeah.
He's got like the strength of like three people, bro, put together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the crazy thing about height is like, I was talking about this with Alfredo last time. We were talking. He's like, do you ever just forget like you're kind of tall because you always just hang around tall
that's
people?
That's y'all, not me.
And I'm like, low key, kind of, because like I just be me, right? And then you get in a room where like everybody's like 6'5", and like, damn, I'm kind of short. But then I'm sure like if they was in a room with people that was all like 6'7", they're like, damn, I'm kind of short. So like the thing about height is like, you can't, it's like money, bro. You can't ever get enough.
Have you ever met an NBA player?
Yeah.
And have you ever seen it? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck an NBA player. Like, any
someone tall,
tall as shit.
Yeah.
They move different.
Right.
They move like one time I was at Brooklyn Bowl. And it was a what was it? It was like an all-star event for like JBL, like the audio brand or whatever the fuck. So like they were invited hella people and shit, hella ball players. They had like a dunk contest, all this shit. And I see JaVale McGee walking up those big ass stairs at Brooklyn Bowl.
Oh yeah.
Right? This motherfucker, he was walking like Godzilla. Like he was like type shit. He's probably like what, 6'7"
or some
shit
like tall. That? He's like seven. He's like almost like 7 foot.
Seven foot. But that's what I'm saying, is like how tall, like just a few more inches, or like,
but that's the thing. Like, I feel like, 7 foot, you're like, okay, they're really eight. You're really gonna meet another, unless you're in the NBA and regularly, you know, on a nightly basis, you're not really gonna run into somebody else that's 7 foot.
Yeah.
But if you're like, I feel like even if you're like 6'3, 6'4, you could still run into people that are like 6'7.
Hypothetically, in a perfect world, whatever.
Yeah.
If you were to get this surgery, right, how tall are you now?
Like 6 foot.
Okay. How many more inches would you want to add on? Relax. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. That's what the doctor's going to ask you.
Okay.
That's what the doctor's going to ask you.
No, they won't. They'll tell you like, hey, you're going to max out at this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like you just be like, max me out at that point. You're not going to be like, Yo, let me just get like
all
inch.
The inches.
Let me just get an inch. You know,
pause.
We're talking about leg surgery.
Oh wait.
Pause.
How many inches you want inside?
Pause. Sorry, y'all. If I were to get this surgery,
inch for inch.
Pause. Like a little taller than you, I probably want to be like 6'3" or something.
6'2".
I'm just saying.
But how tall are you? How much money you got? 6'1".
Yeah, let me get like an extra, little extra more money than
he
got.
You have to. Yeah, we competitive.
Hey, how tall is Brandon? I want to be 6'1", actually.
6'2". Like 6'1", 6'2". If I were to actually do this.
Let me put my four zombie 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah, 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like 6'5". I'll be 6'5".
Like, how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Okay, we're the same. Okay.
Yeah, we're the same height.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm 6'5".
But I will say this. Like, normally, bro, like, it's just like a natural thing. If you're tall, people just like automatically kind of respect you. Like, you stand out when you walk into a room type shit.
I think it's more like you just can really command a presence.
That's right? Why. But like, so people's like attention gravitates towards you. And because of that, people like generally, our first instinct, they'll listen to you. If you're a dumbass and people are like, yeah, he's an idiot. Yeah. But you have like that benefit of the doubt first.
So, you know what? That makes sense. Okay, I don't want to do it because if I turn 6'2 or some shit like that, I don't think I'd be funny anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, I think you would because you grew up not being 6'2. But that's what a lot of people say.
Oh yeah, no, I'm saying it's installed now. Yeah, but what I'm saying is like, had I had this surgery,
oh yeah, like you, like your personality in my life,
yeah, I couldn't be a podcast host. I'd just be like, what up, y'all? All right, for sure.
Hot smoke.
Yeah, that shit crazy. Yeah.
Pushing your. Right, chat.
Should be over with.
Facts.
So I don't know. Yeah, pass on the.
Is there any other elective surgeries y'all would want to get?
Nah. You?
Me?
Yeah.
What could I get as a man? What could I get though?
Veneers, I guess. I don't know.
I have nice teeth.
You
good.
You get the jawline surgery. You can get the.
I mean,
you could do that. Oscar De La Hoya got.
What did he do?
He got like the ab surgery.
Yeah, I could get this removed for sure.
Nah, but like the crazy thing about him is like I don't think he got shit removed. He just got the ab surgery, so like he looks like bloated, but he got abs. I was like,
nah.
Yeah,
we ain't doing that.
They got now surgeries for hair transplants for your beard.
I need a beard quick.
I probably wouldn't do that though.
Nah,
that's weird. Because you can grow a beard, right?
No, I can't.
You can't?
No, really? I can just grow a goatee.
Okay, can you grow? Oh, you got it.
Kind of, yeah. But
mine's like a little bit worse than his.
But the thing is, like, when they do it, don't they take hair from like your, like the back of your head and shit, and like just replant it?
Yeah,
I don't know. But because you know who does that? A lot of people in Mexico. The Sinaloa people, yeah, they get like the beard transplant. Like, what? And it's, yes, you've never seen that?
No,
bro, hella people from Sinaloa, because you know how they all like to have like the beard and shit.
Yeah,
they'll get the surgery and they'll duck off for like a little while.
Until
it grows. Yeah. Because if it doesn't grow, you see their face and it has like the little pink, like poke, like the dots.
Yeah.
Because they got the hair transplant.
Right. Yeah. And that shit looking crazy. Yeah, looking like an infection.
It looks like you got a rash or some shit. But then it grows back and it's like real hair. Like you could shower with it, shave it, everything.
Maybe that's the only, like, I wouldn't want to take my hair off my head and put it here, but you know what I'm saying?
I don't know how they do
it. Where else do you want to get the hair from?
Oh my God, we're not doing that. Jesus Christ.
So you want another man's hair?
No. Low key?
What?
I think they know. No, not that I would get it. Shut the fuck up. No, but low key, I think some people do that. Because there's times where I've seen people get it and they don't have anything like missing at their, like their head or nothing.
I can get dreads.
Okay. So there's this. When Noah had looked on my threads, I've had this on my For You page, but there's two types of hair transplants.
Mm-hmm.
There's one where the one Americans have. Apparently, America is like outdated. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because not a lot of people can afford
to do.
No, not a lot of people can afford the hair transplants here in America.
People go to Turkey.
Yeah.
Right? So Turkey's actually got better hair transplant.
Well, Turkey got better everything.
Because they have more practice, right?
You been?
No, but I saw this TikTok. Shout out to TikTok.
Yeah.
A girl got like every checkup and study known to man, and it was like $600 combined.
Yeah.
It was like blood work, urine work, everything. Complete checkup. And they go to the airport and pick you up. Like the hospitals look. The hospitals look like fucking futuristic and shit. I'm like, Turkey popping.
Basically, the old way for hair transplants, they used to cut your scalp, a little bit of your scalp, and like get the. Now, they have these like little micro needles and they take hair and it's not noticeable anymore. The ones from back in the day, you could see like a scar in the back of your head. Yeah. Apparently the ones now, you can't notice it.
Oh, shit.
It's because they take it from like different like sources or whatever. So it's very, very little noticeable.
That makes sense.
So that's where you see the new ones. I probably would get the beard one if I'm like 50. You know, I'm just, if I still have a patchy beard, I'd be like, you know, fuck it.
Why?
Why do you want to wait? There's no 50? Point anymore. Why? You're going to wait 20 years to get it?
Because you got
to
be like old white guy. Oh, you got to be like
white. I mean, white hair.
I am, but I mean, like, but white hair. You know, you got to be like, you got to be like a true unk with the fucking beard, you know, giving life advice.
Okay.
But not taking life advice from you.
Yeah, I don't. I guess.
Motherfucker, pull up on me with the length lengthening surgery and a fake
beard. That's going to be crazy. Just
what Fortnite skin is that?
Yeah, that shit crazy.
SpongeBob?
Yeah, but with the little toupee.
Well, besides all that surgery shit, just in conclusion, love yourself. It's free. Yeah. Yes, please.
I think what's kind of sad about, like, I think that black guy who had gotten the lengthening surgery, there was like a lot of men in the comments saying like, how can I do this right now?
Yeah.
And it was just like, that's not too bad. I'm willing to do it tomorrow. And it's just like,
bro, it was like $250,000.
Yeah,
the whole surgery,
because you got to think it's surgery plus like a year of rehab and like therapy, physical therapy.
Shit, not in this country.
Plus, you got to buy a whole new wardrobe and shit. You know, shit's kind
of bro. But, all my clothes, pants. Yeah,
they tell you that you're basically learning how to walk again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're,
I'm straight, bro. I'm so cool. Yeah.
But it's like
I'm not learning how to walk again at 28 years old. That's over with. Yeah. Fuck that.
But like, even like that guy. He spends almost every single day doing leg rehab and shit like that. And I think it was like 5 years at the last time he had the surgery.
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know what it was.
It was like 3 or 4 years maybe.
Is it like bone in your leg or like metal?
I don't know.
I have no. I think they put a metal rod inside.
Put
the
like
bone
a button in my knee so I could just fucking just.
Like fucking imagine you had hydraulics.
Yeah.
And it's like you can be tall or short on command. That'd be kind of hard. Imagine you in an airplane, little as hell.
Or like, instead of like having it locked into one height, I'll be like, make myself hella short, start fights at the club, and then be like, hold on, bro, what you say? If we could do that, that's lit.
Until you're out of hydraulic fluid.
You should go start creaking. For real, it's crazy because
I think what's cool about that is like maybe long term, I don't see that really. Well, I don't. It could be a thing, but maybe for like the elites, people who are rich. But I think a byproduct of that's for people who have amputees. Like, hey, because leg lengthening surgery, there's been so much money invested into it, but there's now it's like a better solution. To like amputees.
Yeah, maybe.
So I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think about like how often women get those kinds of surgeries, and like how we just don't really give a fuck
because dudes. We
can just grind, bro.
Society wise, right? You make more money or go to the gym. That's the only solutions you have.
Bro. Like, you know, Noah just gonna put in a 16 leg parlay. If it hits, you don't need no less lengthy surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Stand on my money. I'm 6'6. What little Uzi said?
This parlay better hit. Yeah.
But women gotta get nose jobs.
They don't have to.
But, like, that's like the way society, like, kind of tries to force them to.
Yeah.
But. Man, shout out to all. Like Noah said, man, at the
end of
the day,
love yourself, bro.
Love yourself. All right, to go along with our UFC topic, I also had a question. I saw it somewhere else, so hopefully I don't butcher the way it's asked, but of all the people in the world, what age do you think you can beat like everybody in? Meaning like if you say 12, you have to fight like the world's like toughest 12-year-old. If you say like 30, you got to fight the world's toughest like 30-year-old. Of people that are not like elderly, of course.
How old are you, Noah?
28.
Yeah, I think I could do 28-year-old.
Not doing 28.
Oh, you're talking about me.
But you gotta fight like the toughest 28-year-old. Meaning, if someone in the UFCs right now is like 28, you gotta fight
someone
them.
Like Aaron Donald.
I'm
good.
What's the highest age do you think you could beat? In hand-to-hand combat, like meaning like you get locked in this room, there's no weapons, there's nothing, it's just hand-to-hand.
Yeah, like 100, who's making it out? 100-year-old. I'm making it.
Not elderly.
That's elderly abuse, bro. We're not saying that.
Someone physically fucking mobile, capable of fighting.
60-year-old.
No.
Are you not
You're not beating
listen.
A 60-year-old, by the way.
Yeah. I think
probably like 14.
Nah, bro. These YNs is a little bit different, bro.
Not but no 14, switches. Just hand
a 14.
Yeah.
Not a 14.
14? You think 14? What do you think?
Oh, unless you got like Dwayne The Rock Johnson at 14.
Nah, he's not 14 no more. It sounds like someone that's 14 right now. Probably. What's the oldest age you think you could take?
Bro, I'm not fighting no 13-year-old from, what's the, Dagestan?
Yeah.
Yeah, them off, he's going to bite my ear off, bro. I'm straight.
5-year-old.
That's just child abuse. I can't do it. You know.
So what age can I say?
Such a strange question. Why the fuck are you asking us this?
Because it's an interesting question. I want to see what y'all think.
A fine 6-year-old.
I'm going to fight a child. Like, what do you want me to, like?
No, like, okay. Let's say, like, for every age, you get, like, an extra 10 million.
I just, is this for money?
Okay. Can idiots just lock in and answer a question?
I did.
It's a dumb question. Okay, he said 14. What do you say?
Six.
11.
No, you said 14.
11.
11?
I'm not enthusiastic about answering this question because I'm like, at 28, I have the body of a 40-year-old. I'm out of shape, bro. All
right. According to the information available,
yes,
an 11-year-old boy from Sichuan, China is considered to be the world's biggest. The kid is 6'9".
6', bro. I'm grabbing that switch, bro. I'm not fighting. We ain't doing no fights.
You gotta fight him.
We ain't doing no fights, homie.
You gotta fight him.
I ain't fighting. 6'9".
11, yeah, he's 6'9".
I'm kicking you in them height-restricted
shit. He got the leg lengthening.
Yeah, he got that leg lengthening.
Wait, what did Benji say?
That's a 6.
Benji, he's like 7'4".
Bro.
Give me a 10-year-old.
Explain.
Low-key, they're small
and then,
as shit.
And then you fight this person, and then trying to, like, imagine me explaining this shit. Like, yeah, I fought a 6-year-old Chinese boy.
You don't 11, say that. 11-year-old. No, you say you fought a 6'9 person, though.
Yeah. I fought some dude that was 6'9", bro. He was motherfucking looking like LeBron. Shit. Knocked his little ass out.
But then they're going to find out he's, like, a child.
But you don't mention that. You'd be like, I didn't know how old he was.
He came to me like a grown man. I handled it like a grown man.
He couldn't speak proper English. I thought he was foreigner.
I thought he was threatening me. I thought he was the owner of a bite dance company. I had to take him out for his spy software.
Okay, that last 2 seconds of what y'all was talking about was racist. But,
what did I say?
Y'all just went to this rant about, oh, he's Chinese. He doesn't speak English.
I didn't say that. That was all him.
No, I didn't say he didn't speak English. He could have spoke English. I don't know. I didn't ask him. I mean, he's 11. I don't think he's fucking bilingual.
Yeah.
Whatever. Run up and listen. Hey, fair warning, y'all.
I'd rather say he don't speak English than fight him.
Listen,
but
I'm not fighting shit at this age of my life. You ending up on a t-shirt, you run up on me with that
can
bullshit.
Can we take a picture of Noah and be like, does he call out the 6'9", 11-year-old? I don't like to fight.
We're not
can
fighting.
Can we make a promo video?
We're not fighting. It's no fights. I am not Devin Haney. I am not Ryan Garcia. We ain't fighting shit. This ain't HBO. You ended up on a shirt, big dog. I'm just answering your question.
Nah, yeah, you're good. Yeah. But I just wanted to see because it was a funny clip. I think in the clip the dude says like he's like, yeah, I think I could beat up every 13-year-old in the world. And then they did the same thing. And there's some dude that's crazy as fuck.
I have a better question for you.
What?
Actually.
What?
I don't want to butcher this. It's like how many gorillas or some shit you think you could take on or some shit?
What do you mean by that? Like me in the jungle? Like
two? If I relax.
If I relax? What are you talking about, bro?
What?
What are you talking about, bro? You just said I'm gonna fight a gorilla off Xanax.
Yeah.
I don't think I can fight one gorilla. Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, I butchered the question, but what animal you think you could take on?
The biggest animal you think you could take? Okay, that's a good question.
Yeah, thank you. That's the better question.
What's the biggest animal do you think you could beat in a fight?
A giraffe.
You're not beating a giraffe, will kill you, bro.
That shit'll snap his fucking
neck. Are you crazy?
Shit'll kick you in the fucking legs.
They don't kick. They only use their necks to fight.
No, they do. They do that back kick shit.
Okay, I'm not gonna fight from the back.
Where are you going to get it from?
In the front.
What about the
pause.
Neck?
Pause.
I'm not hitting for the back.
Pause. Pause.
He's not getting over close to a giraffe, by the way. Little ass legs. Giraffe going to see you from a mile away. Dunk your little ass.
I think I could fight a fox. I really honestly.
A fox?
A fox.
Yeah. A fox will fuck you up.
Why y'all laughing? I could fuck up a fox, bro.
I think you could fuck up a fox.
A fox is tiny as shit, though, by the way.
They are.
It's like a shih tzu. The biggest animal you think you could take.
Something smaller than a fucking dog.
I think I could take a cockroach in a fight.
An ant?
Yo. Crickets?
I'll fuck
all
a ladybug.
Cricket ops? Fuck y'all.
Yeah, I'll fuck a ladybug up right now. No, the biggest animal I think I could fight. I don't even know that many animals, bro. Can you pull up some animals?
What are you
on? Nah.
You're from Africa.
That was racist, yo.
Y'all got one of the most diverse.
That was racist.
Ecosystems in the world.
What the fuck does that mean?
Y'all got one of the most diverse ecosystems in the world.
Bitch, I'm from California.
I thought you was born in Eritrea.
No!
My fault.
You fucking that asshole.
Was, that was yeah. so
that
racist.
That was racist.
How? No, I'm not.
I'm from Africa, so that means I'm hanging out with
no,
like the
I've
Lion
never
King.
Been racist.
Yeah. Thank you. The fuck?
The one time he don't dap
man,
you up.
That was racist, bro. Name some animals, please.
All right, I got you.
The Savannah Tiger.
Don't listen to him, please.
That is an animal.
Shut no, up, man. Not.
Look it up, Savannah Tiger, right now.
All right, dog, cat. Horse, lion, cattle, tiger.
You're not being a horse.
I look, you think I can fuck a horse though?
No, you can't.
How?
No,
you can't. A horse?
How not? How
they
not?
Faster
a
than
horse?
You.
Okay, a okay. horse?
We're fighting. We're not running a race.
Okay, how you gonna fight a horse?
Yeah,
I'm gonna sneak up on him.
How?
How you gonna sneak up on a horse,
kick
bro?
Your dome.
I'm not gonna fucking go from the front or the back.
Bro,
I'm going from the
he
side.
Gonna fucking kick your stupid how? Ass.
Look,
this
the horse
way
is
to Sunday.
This way.
Okay,
I'm going this way.
Okay. Let's just say you're trying to sneak up on the horse. You kick him, right? You
no, I'm not kicking him. Okay. What the fuck okay. would I kick him?
What's your first move?
I'm grabbing the neck.
Oh, are you stupid?
Are you stupid?
How?
Do you know how big a horse's neck is?
Yes, no, I'm jumping up. I'm putting my arms around it and I'm holding.
What the
I'm
fuck
like,
do you think you are,
sleep.
Brock Lesnar?
Go to sleep.
The horse?
Go to sleep.
He just said he's going to put a horse in a stranglehold.
What am I doing?
You're not putting a horse
how?
In a sleeper
how
hold,
not?
You idiot.
How not?
The horse is going to be running.
You're fucking crazy.
I'm sitting on
I bet you 10 grand right now.
We're gonna see this dumbass down the street, guys. Help!
Not no goddamn pony, a horse.
That horse.
Have you seen a horse in real life?
Yes.
When's the last time you seen a horse in
bro,
real life?
Bro, like 2 months ago.
Not a fucking old ass horse.
I know.
A baby calf.
A horse.
Bro.
A horse.
Like
bro.
A horse with four
they
legs.
They're gonna tear your ass up in these comments,
how?
Bro. A horse.
Bro, I'd rather fight a horse than a fox. Even if I lose, I'm gonna have some respect.
You're gonna die.
You're like, yeah, I fucked up a fox. He's like, you asshole. Why would you do that to a poor fox?
Bro. Bro.
All right.
I can fuck up a goat.
A goat.
Capybara.
I can fuck up a capybara.
A koala.
I can fuck up a koala.
They got a wolf.
Eight. Stop.
Just let, a bear. Deer.
Wait.
A turtle.
What do you mean by fuck up? Like win a fight?
You gotta
like
win a fight.
Beat them up?
Yeah, like beat them up. Like hand to hand combat. You can't use weapons.
Okay,
you can't
like
use
first
nothing.
One to run away. Who loses?
No.
I'm a fuck up that stingray that bit me in 2001.
Fuck are you, Steve Irwin?
No, that's a real story.
Let Steve Irwin know he still got shooters out here.
Yeah. A stingray bit me.
How?
He bit me.
How?
Okay. He didn't die? Okay, so this was
were you?
This was in San Jose. This was at the aquarium.
Let me guess, Brandon. This is not Africa, by the way.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
yeah.
All of a sudden we're getting bit by stingrays, but
this,
not Africa, by the way. Because that's racist, by the way.
This is San Jose. I had my hand in the water. And the stingray, basically went like on my hand, and like I look down, and I just see like when there's blood and water.
Yes.
I look down, I just see red. I'm like, oh shit!
It looks like a lava lamp.
Yes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It wait, like he that scene bit you though, or he hit you with the stinger?
He hit me with the stinger.
Oh, okay. That's not his mouth.
Okay, he didn't bite. I'm not dead. Okay, yeah, okay. But the motherfucker fucked
me. I was like, you know how crazy it is for it to bite you? Because its mouth is like out the bottom.
Yeah. No. Yeah. He like shit. Yeah. But I was definitely bleeding at the aquarium.
Damn.
Yeah.
And that's a real-ass story.
I made it out.
Yeah.
I made it out to tell the story. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure.
So I'll fuck up. That's my answer. I'm going to fuck up a stingray.
You can't even catch him.
I don't give a shit.
Can you swim?
No, I'm up in that switch.
Can you swim, though?
I'm shooting in the water.
I didn't ask that.
Can I swim?
Yeah.
Yes, I can swim.
Oh, okay.
Can you swim?
No.
You can't swim?
No.
I got another Mexican homie. He can't swim
can't
either.
Can't swim, bro.
That's... Can you swim?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. Benji don't look like he can swim. No bullshit.
No bullshit. I could beat any of you guys in the race swimming.
Get
race.
The fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
How much you want to bet?
It's cold right now, but I will hop in the pool
right now.
You cannot.
You know what they call him?
Swimming.
Oh. You don't even know what they call him. They call him the San Jose Stingray back home.
Thank you. Yeah. Because I made it out the way.
Nah, this is what's going to happen. Me and Noah are going to go to a fucking pool. We're going to jump in. I'm going to beat him. Noah's going to be like, nah. Look, Unc has to take swimming lessons because I know how to swim. But I just can't beat you right now.
Bro, I was taking...
Isn't that some shit he'd say?
No. I was taking swimming...
I'll beat you, but he's not ready right
I
now.
I was taking swim.
I would have smoked you.
Look,
but right now...
No!
Man, it's too damn cold to be swimming in this
water. How old are you? See? That? See?
I was
That's
taking...
That's it?
That's
it?
Listen. Listen, my body is adapted for the water, okay? If Benji hop in that water, it's not going to move the same. Respectfully.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. How you go? You weigh more than me.
That's not how water works.
Laminar flow.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm more.
You have more. You have more weight to move.
I'm more aerodynamic.
No. You have more weight to move. Okay. Look at all the professional swimmers. They're skinny and lean like myself.
Whoa.
What do you mean, whoa? That's not...
No, I just want to do it to see Benji pull up in that little swim cap.
Yeah, he gonna
pull up in the swim cap and Speedos.
Yeah.
And the little goggles and shit.
No.
And then he's going to jump in the water like this.
No, if we do this shit, we got to do it professional. We got to do the dive, the whole shit.
Yeah, you got to jump off the little springboard thing.
Yeah.
Wait, and no, I'll be with her to stopwatch.
You swim professionally or like sports, anything like that?
No.
Water polo?
No.
Regular polo?
Yeah, then I will.
No, I wear polo.
Yeah.
But what's it called? Nah, I'm going to beat you with swimming, though.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I think I got you.
How?
I swam across. Do you know why they call me a wetback?
Oh, my God. Don't finish that joke. Please. Okay. Don't finish that joke. Jesus Christ.
Backstroke 200
I got two
champion.
Racist co-hosts. One was calling me a wetback. The other one was calling him an
when
African.
When did I call you a wetback?
He is African. It's not racist.
No, but the way what you were referring
the
to
way
was
you
racist.
Referred it to.
Yeah, but like if you was like
you were saying,
if
I had
imagine
this...
I said, oh, I've never eaten tacos before. You'd be like, you're Mexican. I'd be like, yeah, that wouldn't be racist.
Yeah, but why, as an African person, why do you expect me to have?
Because y'all have a rich, diverse
ecosystem. Wait, no,
we don't live in the jungle, though.
I didn't say you lived in the jungle. I know
but
y'all
that's
got cities
what you were
and
assuming
shit.
By saying
no,
that.
No, but like
animals live in the jungle.
No, I know
no,
that.
They don't.
Where the fuck do they live?
They live anywhere.
Oh, they live.
Why do you think we have wolves here? Do we have a fucking jungle
here?
Are
you saying animals live in fucking high-rise apartments?
They can. You ever heard of Mike Tyson and a tiger?
Okay, bro. So you seen a gorilla in Miami?
When they escaped? Yeah. You seen Madagascar?
I'm not gonna.
No,
sorry.
Wait, no.
Sorry.
Serious question.
I'm sorry.
Who do you think would win in a basketball game? Me or you? Like, if we did a 1-1.
Me.
Okay.
Me.
Okay.
Can me, it's me.
Sit this one out, Noah. Sit this
are
one
you
out.
Serious? What the fuck?
I'm
talking
so
about?
For real.
What?
I got a basketball in the back of my trunk right now.
There's no fucking hoop around here.
I don't. We could go set up a fucking milk tray on the top.
What the fuck is he lethal
the
shooter?
Hell, what the hell is
I am lethal shooter.
Yeah,
I trained his little ass.
I understand it now.
I understand it now. Chat, they understand me now. No, you're not beating me in basketball. You're not beating me in swimming. You're not beating me in racing, running, any
maybe,
of that shit.
Maybe running probably wouldn't. Not now.
But, okay. Well, maybe
yeah, not
if it
long
was,
distance
maybe
running.
If it was like football and like we was at the line.
Jam him up?
Yeah, you nah. Jamming me up. But actually, okay. You're not jamming me up. Nah.
Aight.
What do you mean, aight?
No.
Bro, what the fuck? Bro, I'm quick. Fuck you, man.
Against the plug?
Huh? No, it's not quick, Chad.
Do we have a football? Nah. We have a football. Can we run routes?
We can. Routes. Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I'll jump and jam routes. His ass up quick, man. All
right. I'll go barefoot.
I don't
get you going to slip.
No, shit.
His leg's going to buckle like the leg lengthening surgery guy.
Yeah. Buckle like the Tin Man and shit.
Oh, whoop no in basketball.
No, you won't.
Next order of business. Next order of business.
7-0.
Whatever.
Did you all see the girl who supposedly... smashed 1,000 guys in one day. All right, can we end on something lighthearted?
Yeah, let's do that.
Your boy, I was in a Drewski skit, chat.
Really?
I got finessed. I ended up at a fucking Forex presentation.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yes. Yeah. This was like 2 weeks ago, bro. And I literally was like, I'm so excited for the next internal pod, bro, because y'all are going to fucking die, bro.
Uh-huh.
Like, so y'all know how Drewski be doing his skits and shit, and it's like the most stereotypical, like, it was him doing Forex in a group of people, and dudes like popping a bottle and like saying some more shit. Airbnb with 50 people. So shout out to my boy, Christian, man. He hits me up and he's like, hey bro, like let's pull up to this event real quick. It's gonna be like a little networking event. He's like, it's just some dude just messaged me on Instagram. He's like, yo, like let's link up. And now we've been following each other. I was like, all right, bet. So I pull up to his house and we roll, and it's like in the hills, McDonald Hills.
Mm-hmm.
You know that neighborhood in there? So we pull up, man. It's a nice house and shit. McLaren parked in the front, Porsche in the front.
Mm.
I'm like, damn, like, this shit kind of nice. Like, yeah. It's about to be a good networking event. We walk in, we see one of our homies and shit, and then there's this other dude off to the side. And I shit you not, we're there for like 90 seconds, bro. This dude's like, hey, bro, like, can you come help me record in the back? And my homie goes to help him. So I'm with the homie I came with.
And the other guy's like, hey, unless y'all want to come back here, or we'll be right back. I was like, okay. The backyard is like right there. And you know how they have the backyards where you can see like the whole strip view of like, the city and shit? Mm-hmm. I shit you not. This dude grabs a bottle and he's like, if you don't make $1 million this year, you a bitch. And he tries to pop it and it wouldn't pop. And I was like, bro. I was like, what's happening, bro? So he's like, all right, go again. So he starts recording him again. He's like, if you don't make $1 million this year, you a bitch. And he pops a champagne bottle. He starts splashing. He starts drinking. I'm like, who the fuck am I, bro? Like, what? So already I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy. Like, something's off. And we're sitting, we're talking, and then some old dude gets to the front. And he's like, starts talking about he was a businessman and how he grew up like in Indiana or some shit. And he used to be a water filter salesman. And that's how he made his money and some more shit. He's like, but, you know, most people make their money by directly trading their time for money. So they work 1 week, they get paid for the week. They don't work, they don't get paid. He's like, very few people know how to be investors. He's like, even few people know how to leverage their money. And I'm like, where the fuck is this dude going? He literally goes, yeah, that's why I invented this app. It's to trade. You can trade whatever you want. I'm going to tell you guys about foreign exchange currency. Oh, as soon as I heard foreign exchange, it was like everything went silent and my brain just kept replaying foreign exchange, foreign exchange, forex.
Yeah.
And I was like, no way. This dude starts talking about how like this app, he's like, you don't even have to know anything. It'll send you an alert. You know how you get an alert for an appointment? All you have to do is hit accept. Same thing. The app will give you a good trade. All you got to do is hit accept and you'll make money. And he's like, anybody could do it. And then there's some girl off to the side. Like, yeah, she's been doing it for like 2 days and she's loving it, right? And she's like mid-bite. She's like, mm-hmm. And he's like, see, anybody could do it. I was like, okay. And then this dude starts like selling it to us. And he puts on the screen, bro. He's like, see, it'll start with you. If you refer just 5 people and then those 5 people refer 5 people, eventually you'll have 25 people all in your network. And I'm like, this dude put the pyramid on the fucking screen, bro. Pyramid on the screen. I was like,
and no nobody way. In the room caught it.
Everybody like, in the room was like, no, wow. And they're like, so are you guys ready to make some money? And everyone's like, yeah. Are y'all ready to make 2025 your year?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm out of here, bro. As soon as he was done, I was like, yeah, I'm not saying bye to nobody. Like, fuck out of here, bro. That I literally felt so scammed, bro. And I'm like, I literally, every time I see those videos, I'm like, how the fuck are y'all so stupid that y'all would end up there listening to some idiot talk about making money?
Well, you didn't really know, though.
I didn't, but like, still, I'm like, how would I end up? Like, I just felt so embarrassed, yeah, bro.
I don't think you went on purpose.
Someone laughing. Took a pic of Brandon in the background. He's like, oh,
welcome to the network, brother. Yeah,
Welcome to the club, brother. Happy you could make it.
Oh, my God, bro. And I was like, I can't wait to tell this shit on the podcast.
God damn.
Have y'all ever gotten scammed to go to like something like that?
Yes. Northwestern Mutual.
Oh, no.
I was on the phone. Bro, they made me print out
a pamphlet?
No. Like a spreadsheet of like, it was like name, phone, address. Email, what you know what I mean?
Oh, you had to get people to sign?
Yes, but listen, what they ask for is they ask for not, so I can't do like his name and you know what I mean, because I know him, right?
Oh, like strangers?
It's like a friend. No.
Oh, friend like, of a friend?
A friend of a friend of a friend.
What?
Yeah. 300 names. So I was on Facebook, like this was years ago. This is when I was in college, just trying to get an internship and shit. So I had to get the friend, like I was looking at people's friends list, then looking at people's friends list again. Then just like illegally write down your name, your phone, your numbers, and all that shit.
Oh, shit.
And then I would bring that list into work the next day. Mm-hmm. And I would like, they had a script for how to cold call somebody about insurance.
What?
Deadass. I'm dead set. Bro, this was at Howard Hughes.
Call center?
Yes. This was at Howard Hughes, the fucking, next to Wells Fargo.
You remember when Alfredo was like, oh, I thought you worked in a call center. You were like, I'll never work in a fucking call center.
This dude actually worked
in a call center.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, been there, done that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think I'm still there, Alfredo? Nah, I've been leveled up.
Yeah, thank God. But they paid for me to take the fucking, the life insurance test in Nevada.
Oh, shit.
I failed that bitch.
Is it hard?
It is the hardest fucking.
I know it's like all the crazy verbiage and shit, right?
No, that is the hardest, bro. The testing center is like off of Flamingo and shit. It's down Flamingo.
How long is the test? It'd be like hours, huh?
I think it was like It's probably like they want you to finish in like 2 hours or some shit, bro. This shit is like 300 questions. It is basically SATs the bar. It's shit. The bar exam, bro. I went in there. I was like, and they tell you like after you take like if you answer a question,
yeah.
It tells you whether you're wrong or not. You know what I mean? So it's like the yeah.
It's like the DMV.
Bro, I failed that shit in 5 minutes, bro. I didn't even get up from the chair. I just kept answering questions. It's just like, let me make it look like I'm doing something, bro.
You walk out, they're like, you're done?
Yeah.
They're like, weren't you done 45 minutes
ago? Yeah, nah, I got up out of there. So.
Hey, Noah, we got a notification that you've been done. Can you get out? Our next appointment's here.
Hey, by the way, you can't retake it, little guy. Oh. He was trying to make mental notes like, okay, if I see this question next time, I'm going to get it right.
I failed the shit like 2-3 times. And the next time I took, no, listen.
2-3 times.
Yes, bro. Y'all can look up the question. Whenever y'all have a chance, go look up the questions on the life insurance exam. It's the hardest shit in the world. But basically, the next time that I would take it, because it was contingent on like whether you pass, like that's how you keep going on with the internship. I would have to pay for it out of pocket. And the fucking exam is like $300,
$400,
bro. So I just told him, I was like, listen, this ain't for me, yo. I'm sorry. I felt so bad because I had never like left the job before at that point type shit. So
put in that 2 weeks.
Yeah. I didn't even put in the 2 weeks. I just told I emailed the lady that was helping set up the fucking, test. Yeah, the test for me at Northwestern Mutual. I was like, listen, I don't want to waste your time. I'm sorry. This is some bullshit. And then, like, she left a message, and then I think my supervisor. Oh, shit, I just remembered, right? So they had, like, had the speech for you, like, you can make money. Yeah. They did the same thing. So they sent us up. Bro, I remember this clear as fucking day. They had Einstein's bagels laid out for us. We're in a conference room with the big, you know, the big table, whatever the fuck. So we're sitting at the sides of this table, and this dude with the slick back hair and suit. And the suit, the whole shit. He's just walking around the table talking to us like, have you ever seen the movie Boiler Room?
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck's doing the speech. It was like that. He was like, well, you know, when y'all was walking up here this morning, did y'all see that Porsche?
He was trying to sound like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. When y'all was walking up here this morning, y'all see that Porsche? That was mine. I was like, okay, what the fuck?
Yo, you just came to shit on me?
Yeah, I'm like, damn, I know I'm broke, bitch.
That that's Honda Accord?
Yeah, that's my, yeah. You see that piece of shit Pathfinder? Yeah, that's mine. But he was giving us this long-ass speech about how, you know, selling insurance and, you know, working for Northwestern Mutual changed his career, and he could call up anybody in the, you know, the coastal states. I'm just like, all right, bro, whatever, bro. I'm just hungry. My stomach grumbling and shit because all I ate was a bagel. I'm like, dog, this is some bullshit. With
the cold-ass Einstein bagels they be cold bringing.
Yeah, that shit was cold.
Hard the as fuck.
Bro, no good coffee. That shit
was shit's trash.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Man. But yeah, I've been around, so I know what that's like.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
But we all got to go through that shit. I feel like
it's a growing pain. You know what it means though? It means like you out here trying to hustle. You're trying to make it.
Yeah.
Because if you ain't get put into a bullshit room.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're just trying to network and make money.
Exactly.
And a lot of the times, a lot of people go that route. But I've seen a lot of people like recently talk about that life insurance shit. Like they be like insurance brokers and shit.
Yeah. No. Life insurance is fine. You need life insurance and like you could be a broker type shit, but.
Okay, so like how do they exactly monetize? Because they always be like, yeah, the plan started like, you know, $15 a month or some shit. And then like how do you make money?
You know what's crazy? I just thought about this shit. This shit just happened to me again. Right? So I was
they got him again?
Yes. No, listen, right? But this one was different because it was a phone call type shit, right? Okay. So I was just sending out my resume to wherever, right? I send that shit out to what's the New York Life?
Oh yeah.
Right? The shit said financial professional. I was like, oh, okay, that sounds cool, right? So I get a call. He's like, hey, is this Noah? I'm like, yes, this is Noah. Hey, I'd like to talk to you about, you know, what your job is now and what do you want to do? I'm like, well, you know, da-da-da-da-da. He's like, well, you know, we want you to take a test to figure out your personality type at work and all this extra shit. And I'm like, hold on, let me hit Reddit. Let's see what this is talking about. He's like, yeah. It's insurance, bro. I'm like, fuck, not again. God damn it.
Damn.
Every few years, I always get caught up with some insurance shit. And then I had to tell him again. I like, He wasn't even from here. He's from San Jose type shit.
Oh, shit.
So I thought, yeah. I was like, oh, I might move back. I might be doing some fly shit in the office. And I'm like, bro. I'm like, listen, bro, I'm sorry. I don't want to waste your time. Because he wanted to meet with me out here type shit. I was just like, listen, I'm sorry, bro. I know this is some bullshit. So to my youngins, if I had one piece of advice from Unk, please, if you're going to look up a job or some shit, hit Reddit.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, hit up Reddit or like Glassdoor, a real person like that that worked there type shit.
Facts. Try to find somebody, especially because they always try to bullshit with the salary. Whenever they're like, oh, like, how much would you want to make? Bruh, all the numbers, or they should be public, but a lot of the numbers are. And then you could always just try to hit somebody up and be like, hey, bro.
Yeah, what are they actually paying?
What are you making? Because you don't want to undersell yourself, but you also don't want to ask for too much. So they're like,
move away from you. My buddy just graduated with a finance degree.
I already know this is some bullshit.
I already know. Why you got a buddy for everything?
I know I got a buddy. Because I know
this kid just graduated this past December from Unilever with a finance degree, right? And in the career fair, whatever they had, there was like this like sales stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
And he took the job, right? He started December here to quit, by the way. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
Basically, they were selling loans to businesses. So it was B2B. But they had no scripts. And the way they were trained was like, cold call X amount of numbers. Don't tell them what company you're working for because we don't want to gain a bad rep.
Yeah.
You can make like $15,000 a month, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, just to start you guys off, your base salary is going to be 30 grand a year.
Ooh.
But don't worry. Goodness. Based on commissions, you'll be able to make.
See? Based on commissions. Yeah. That's in a perfect world. You're making money.
Like, I think he worked there for like 3 weeks. And like after the third week, the very first day, some girl came late because she moved from California to here for that job.
Yeah.
And she came late by like 20 minutes and they fired her on the spot, right? So it was just like. It kind of set the tone of like, hey, like, this is serious. We're making money, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the whole 3 weeks, not one of the people he got, who he had been hired with, everybody, not one of them made a sale.
So you working a $5 an hour job, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could just work at Panda Express, make the same money. You might as
well be a waitress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With no tips.
Yeah. What are you waiting on commission for?
Yeah. He did ask what he was like. I was just working at a supermarket, bro.
That's what's so scary, like getting a finance degree. Like, that's why I never wanted to get one when I was in college. I was just like, bro, if you get a finance degree and if your ass don't work for Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, you cooked.
Yeah.
You selling knives, bro.
Yeah.
Basically. I swear. Yeah. I don't know if y'all remember this. Do you remember Verve, that energy drink?
Yeah.
Yes. That was. In high school, motherfuckers was doing that. I knew that was some bullshit, cause they were trying to, they were trying to get people, but like,
ambassadors?
They were like, oh, if you sell enough energy drinks, you could get a BMW. I'm like, what the, for what? Yeah. Selling this nasty ass energy drink, bro.
One way they be scamming, is like the commission shit. And I get it, like to some extent it makes sense, but also like. You just, bro, I gotta have a living wage.
Please.
Minimum.
Yeah, at the minimum.
Bro, imagine you move here for $30,000 a year.
Yeah, $30,000 a year. Like, yes. Well, they had promised, they had a really nice office in Summerlin,
That's even worse because if you wanna buy food around there, you're spending 30 bucks.
Facts.
So, but they had promised, like, our average sellers make like 15 grand, blah, blah, blah. They were at the career fair at UNLV and like, yeah,
they low-key tried to get me too when I quit my other job. It was like a sales job, and I talked to this guy, and he's like, "Yeah, he's like, you know, most of our top earners, they're, you know, above 400k a year in sales."
And yeah,
I'm like, okay. He's like, "Yeah, but you know, to start, you know, you'd probably just be in the office helping out, but you know, the salary would only be, I think he said like 65 or some shit." And I was like, "Where the rest of the 335?
Where's the other?"
He's like, "Yeah, you know, that'll come. And, you know, after a few years, you'll start becoming like a senior rep. He's like, at that point, he's like, you like going to the club? You like drinking? You like doing all that stuff? And I'm like, bro, like, why are you asking me this? And he's like, I didn't say anything. He's like, oh, the only reason I ask is because, you know, most of, you know, eventually the job really just becomes talking to clients and, you know, taking them to dinner, you know, going golfing. Yeah. He's like, it won't really be any work and shit. I'm like, can you put me there now? Like, why do I gotta slave away for three years?
This other shit.
Like, damn. If that's where the job is gonna go, I can do that now.
To be fair though, 65 grand is okay. Like, if you were to go with the mindset of like, hey, I'm just gonna make 65.
Oh, but it was hourly, by the way. And it was hourly. It's 65 grand hourly, and it was like mandatory overtime for like the first 2 or 3 years.
Mandatory?
Yes, mandatory overtime.
Well, I wish.
I don't think he said mandatory, but he's like, the work will take you this much work. He's like, you know, it's like, if you average it out, you'll still be making around like 65K. I'm like, 65K ain't bad, but if you're working like
80 hours a week, yes, it's not worth it.
It's like, why? It's like, bruh, I'd rather just get a. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, buddy, that's 30K a year, pal.
See? Bullshit, man. And,
you know, you never got scammed like that?
I have.
I have a buddy.
No, it happened to me. I think I told this to Brandon one time, but there was, I had two instances, but one of them I actually went to one. The other one I was just like, this is bullshit. Mm. But one of them was I was flying to San Diego and my flight got delayed and there's like this guy next to me, right?
Somebody was trying to proposition you with the
airport. No, it was crazy because okay. The flight got delayed again, right? And then the guy next to me, he just sits down, he's like, bruh. Flight got delayed. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, fuck, what am I supposed to do now?
Weather app.
No, he's like, yeah, bro. He's like, I don't really mind. I'm just probably make more money. I'm like, I'm like, what?
You know when people like do some shit so they watch your ass?
Yeah.
Like, I'll just probably sit here and make more money.
Yeah, then he's like, yeah, so what you doing? What you doing to go to San Diego? I'm like, I've heard I was doing there. And he's like, oh. And I'm just going for fun for vacationing. He's like, you know, actually, no, I was vacationing here in Vegas. I live in San Diego, you know, like more expensive than Vegas, you know, so that's why I like to come here. But, you know, and I'm like, okay. And he's like, yeah, so what do you do for a living? I'm like, bruh. It turns out this guy was like a Forex trader. He maybe installed an app called MetaTrader 4. He's like,
He made you?
No, what do you mean he made you?
We're sitting here for, my flight got delayed by 3 hours.
Oh, you know, it's not for 3 hours. Buddy.
Me and him are talking. He's like, yeah, so like MetaTrader 4. No real money. So just, you get your training steps in. Like, you know, when you ride a bike, you want to go like with training wheels. Like, so no real money. He's like, but then when you're ready. So when foreign exchange, I didn't even know about Forex at this point in time, right? And he's like, yeah, so it's just foreign exchange. You might hear it's like Forex, blah, blah, but like, don't look too much into it because like, at the end of the day, it's you making it. And you go get your training wheels. If you make money here, cool. Now go to the real. Try a penny. Try $10. He said, you got $10, don't you? And I'm like, bruh. We went on the plane. He's like, oh, you want me to go sit next to you? And I was like, no. Right? That was the first time. The second time, I was like, I went to go to one of the casinos. And I was waiting because one of my buddies works there. Mm-hmm. And I went to go wait in line. The guy says, oh, are you in line? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, I'm just waiting for a group of like five. Is it okay like, if I could stand here and like on my spot? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, cool. And I thought he was going to walk away. But then he's like, yeah, a lot of people here in the casinos, huh? And I'm like, yep. And then he's like, yeah. You know, you come here often to like this place, and I'm like, yeah, like I got a friend here. Oh, you got a friend, so you know people, huh? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, that's cool, but like, cool. What do you do for work? I'm like, oh, I work as an engineer. And I'm like, he's like, wow, so you're smart, you're very analytical, aren't you? I'm like, he's like, huh? So that's cool. Like, but we start talking for like 30 minutes just in line, and then he's nice guy. Like, I thought we were just chalking the shit up. And he's like, yeah, you know, like, actually, so the five people I'm bringing up, they're like, actually, I'm a mentor for them. I'm like, oh, yeah. He's like, yeah. So, like, I'm like, so what do you do? He's like, well, it's kind of complicated, but essentially what we do is, like, we do selling. I was like, okay. He gives me his number. He texts me, like, and mind you, I finally, my buddy came, like, whatever, got food. He's like, here, let me give you my number. I was like, whatever. Like, I didn't know.
You got rizzed up.
He took me. He was like, hey, dude, we got an event coming this Friday. Like, if you want to just come out, right? Like, go to the event. It's like, it's in the M Resort.
Oh shit! Okay.
And it's like maybe like 3,000-4,000 people. They have security guards in the front door. Uh-huh. Like hella nice cars. Uh-huh. You go in. There's like a VIP seated section.
Mm-hmm.
The speaker and like a bunch of randoms.
Mm-hmm.
And the mentor sitting next to me, and he's like, "Yeah, dude. He's like, I should be up there, but I just want to sit with you guys so you guys feel more comfortable."
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then they start off. It's like an hour and a half presentation, and it's just all about Amway.
Wait, no one knows that shit.
Y'all don't know Amway?
No, I didn't know.
Oh
that.
Shit!
And the whole time, I'm just there. I'm like, what is happening?
Uh-huh.
Mind you, I didn't know, right? So I come in here, and then okay, mind you, I left, right? Because I was like, I gotta go, right? I left a little bit early.
Right,
gotta go. He invites me one more time to, mm-hmm. I guess I was talking, we talked about, he's like, what do you want to do in life? Like, what's your goals? Like, blah, blah, blah. What are you valuable?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, dude, I think you got the wrong person. $1,000.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do
this. God damn. We've all been scammed.
I know y'all been scammed. Though. Honestly, one of the tips I use is if anybody's like doing the shit that Benji said where they're just like, I'm just gonna sell some insurance.
I'm bored. Let's make money.
Yeah, you know what it is, like crypto people that do like CrossFit. They be that shit like, CrossFit. Man. That's why my back hurts. Like, shut the fuck up. Do this. Ignore it. Or anytime they try to like be like, so what do you do for work? Say it. The polite thing is always like, what about you? Don't even say that part. Don't ask them no questions. Just let them like, cause they're like trying to sell. Just like. Be the most cold person you could be.
I got one more example.
What?
But it has nothing to do with business, right? So this is why my family be pissing me off sometimes, right? I guess some people came to the house one time and I was upstairs, whatever, right? And I guess I was preoccupied with something, or I wasn't there that day. That's what it was. Mm. So they left my They left my contact for these people that came to the house to be like, oh, okay, Noah's not here today, but y'all can come back and Noah's gonna be here the next day, whatever. So whatever, like a week goes by or some shit like that, and my dad calls me, Noah, come in, right? So I come downstairs, bro. It's these two girls. They're sitting on the couch. They're Jehovah's Witnesses, right? I'm like, why?
Contact info for Noah.
Why would your dad just let them in the house?
Right, now, exactly, right? I'm like, Dad, we are not Jehovah's Witnesses. You raised us like Christian, like Greek Orthodox. I'm like, why are they here? Right? So I'm like trying to tell them off in a nice way, like, listen, I'm sorry. I you know what I mean? But my dad, I don't know why he does this op shit. He gets on their side. He's like, Noah, you don't believe Jesus? I'm like, yes, I believe in Jesus, but why are they here? We're not Jehovah's Witnesses. Why did you let them in the house? Right?
You know that one homie that changes up when the hoes are?
Yes! Yes. That's my dad! Bro!
No, you don't believe in Jesus.
Bro, so it's torture. Yeah. I'm sitting in the couch.
They're like, because you know the shit that would piss me off more?
Yeah.
The fact that if my dad calls me to come, I'm just going to come down like bummy as shit.
Yes, that's
like,
how I can.
Like, yeah,
bro,
like
I'm regular in house bro, clothes. I'm in basketball shorts and like, bro.
These Jehovah's Witnesses are like dressed like
yes,
nicely.
They're dressed nicely. Yeah. They're in like dresses with a skirt and everything. And I'm sitting here looking like I sell meth. It's some Jordan basketball.
No, I'm not Jesus. I'm sorry, Matt. No way you can be saved.
Bro, they take out a pamphlet. They gave me a DVD.
His dad started talking about him like he's a spawn of Satan.
Yes, that's how my dad was treating me.
My son really needed this, by the way. I'm glad y'all are here.
That's how he's...
Come again tomorrow.
Yes.
No, at the same time.
Bro. And like whatever. They're giving me pamphlets, DVDs. You know, this is the real story. I'm like, oh my God. So whatever, I'm like, listen, it was nice to meet y'all, you know.
How long did you sit there for?
Bro, it must have been like 45 minutes. The shit felt like hours, bro. Right? So whatever, they leave, and I just look at my dad. I'm like, Dad, why the fuck did you let him in here? That's your problem, no? You don't love Jesus. You don't care, no? That's your problem. You don't love God? I'm like... Oh my God! So maybe that explains why I was arguing with you the way I did.
Because them Jehovah's Witnesses.
Them Jehovah's Witnesses.
Shout out Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh my God! I'm not saying Jehovah's. I'm not saying that's a scam. You know, believe what you want to believe. I'm just saying, like
to welcome someone in my house 45 minutes and have me come down in house clothes. You know, baggy ass shorts.
Yeah.
Hair all.
I'm in
you know,
slides. I'm
up,
like,
yeah. Crusting my eyes. Still,
yeah. Shit. No deodorant. I'm like, bro, that's
nah.
I'm musty for the Jehovah's Witnesses.
They're like, you know, we got some deodorant too.
Yeah, bro. Jehovah's Witness deodorant. I'm like, I think I still got that DVD they gave me, bro. I played it once.
A DVD?
Yes, explaining Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah. That's crazy. All right, man. Y'all got anything else to talk about?
We good. I'm done.
It's been a long-ass episode, bro. All right, man. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed this episode, man. First internal episode of 2025. Stay up to date with the podcast. Follow the podcast on Instagram, honorun.pod, YouTube, honorun podcast, TikTok, if it's still
for
up
now.
While you're watching
for
this.
Now.
go ahead and follow that, man. We post clips there too. Yeah, thank you guys so much for the support. We're gonna have keep bringing dope episodes coming forward. February's coming up, so we probably got to do like a little Valentine's Day episode. We'll see who else. It's gonna be good guests though. Mikey coming up.
Yeah.
So stay up to date, man. Go ahead and follow these guys on social media. Let them know where they can follow you.
Y'all can follow me on all platforms at N the number 2 D A T K
and double dot D K.
There's no dot in there, but okay.
You guys follow me on Ocho Benji on Twitch chat.
Twitch? You don't even use. Oh, do you use your Twitch?
Yeah.
You be okay. Streaming sometimes. Okay. Nah, low key Benji streams be lit. If y'all gotta watch everybody's stream, go to his streams, bro. Do be finding the most random fucking people. Follow my personal Instagram. It's gonna be at AKBTG. Thank y'all so much. We'll see y'all next week for another episode. Peace.